Page 9. On one hand, the day of the Lord is terrible, yet on the other, wondrous things take place. Man's kingdom of the whole world is overthrown and replaced with God's kingdom. The signs of the times and the heavens and the earth suggest that this harrowing day is already upon us. It is not pleasant, as it brings to light, first, exposing those things hidden within the body of Christ, and then the world. When the day of the Lord is upon any self-made men or kingdoms, they cannot remain in place. That day will expose and destroy everything contrary to the holy name of the Lord. Would to God that the masses would call upon His name today. But for now, not many seek Him. Moreover, it is not uncommon to see arrogant people who think they are getting in the face of Jesus Christ to openly declare their independence. They flaunt their sinful lifestyles as they parade before eager cameras that broadcast their silliness to a flesh-craving world. They vaunt their perversions, their supposed sovereign free will, their paltry godhood, and their self-aggrandized humanism that overflows all reasonable boundaries. If they are not in the face of Jesus, who they by no means know, they get into the face of His people, bursting with pride, they say. There is no God, and if by chance there is one, we neither need Him nor want Him. It is also common to hear that Jesus was merely an enlightened man due to having learned from the masters of the East. None of this matters. Let them sneer, rant and rave. Let the heathen rage, for He who sits in the heavens shall laugh, and in His day He will have them in derision, as we are told in Psalms 1, verses 1 through 12. The fact is, when they see Him in His glory, they will die as all who see God. Yet that is not their end. They will live when their hour comes. His fire will not be pleasant, but it will serve as ultimate good to them, as well as to the world, and especially His kingdom. What a wonder! Not like most conquerors who would imprison, torture, or deprive their captives, this Lord will liberate them from the tyranny of their own souls. This is the Father we know. He is not the one who loves today, but tomorrow, beyond death's door, He ceases to love.